It's the old E&B Holmes machinery plant on Chicago, so close to Ohio that it's roughly across from another Ellicott project along the Buffalo River. It's another piece of Ohio going from what Ellicott's director of development, Tom Fox, calls a dirt road flanked by weeds and not much else, to a modern parkway flanked by an increasing array of new buildings attracting commercial and residential tenants. Fox says Ellicott can plan on having the new complex open by the end of the year, because of a year of planning.
All sorts of planning with demolition applications, with with working with our architects and the design and stabilization of some of the existing facilities along with the demolition of others at the property. But we laid out a schedule here, and with the type of construction we're talking about with the metal buildings that I referenced in the presentation, it allows us to have a fast track schedule.
By the time the complex is open, it will include a major plant for Resurgence Brewing, a distillery, a giant rock climbing wall complex, a restaurant and beer garden, and 10 apartments. Fox says it's a $6 to $7 million project. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.